The saint whose Mass, his principal Mass we celebrate today, is one that you probably don't know or probably have not ever heard of. If you have, it was from me long ago. But since today is a feria day, one can celebrate any Mass one so wishes. But he is on our altar, and he is one of the saints that were associated with St. Paul of the Cross, the founder of the Congregation of the Passion. He is, in fact, the first saint, I believe, of that order other than St. Paul of the Cross himself. And his name is St. Vincent Strampi. There are a lot of things, but too many to remember, so I won't try. One thing that is interesting is he was born on March the 1st, and he died on March the 1st. So he got, for his birthday, he got to go to heaven. And in the meantime, he, as a young man, wanted to become a priest, but his family did not want him to be of any order, because apparently the orders were disordered. And some of them were too strict, like the Passionists. They were, until recently, one of the strictest orders in the whole church. But St. Vincent, despite his parents' opposition, decided to become a Passionist after he went on a retreat with St. Paul of the Cross himself. And so he entered the Passionist, was ordained. He was already a priest. He was ordained a priest a year before he entered the Passionist, and he continued. He received different posts, teaching theology and philosophy, being the superior, being Father General. And then at the beginning of the 1800s, the Holy Father, probably Pope Pius VI, named him a bishop, among other places, several cities. One of them was Tolentino, because we visited that city recently with St. Nicholas of Tolentino. Well, this is the same city. And then he did a lot to improve the life of the church, of the clergy, of the seminary. In those days, every diocese had a seminary. So the archbishop, if he was a good bishop, could do a lot for the church in his own diocese. Nowadays, they're regional because there's not enough vocations, and also because it's so expensive, every diocese could not possibly afford a seminary of its own. So they're regional, sometimes more scarce than that. Here we have the one in Palm Beach, and then we have the one in New Orleans. And it depends on the candidate or the bishop where they go. In addition, when Napoleon Bonaparte exacted from all the clergy, including the bishops, and of course he had taken Pope Pius prisoner, he went to Fontainebleau, where he stayed for several years before he was liberated. And in the Vatican Museum, if you go through the galleries, you'll see the procession of Pope Pius VI all the way from France through all the cities of Italy. He visited them all to assure them that the Pope was still here. And of course, he returned to the Vatican, where he was to die, and then he was succeeded by Pope Pius VII. In the meantime, a friend of St. Vincent was another pope about whom we know very little, it seems, Pope Leo the 12th. Of course, before the 13th, there had to be a 12th. And so Pope Leo the 12th, so maybe Pope Leo is celebrating this particular feast himself. And he supported him against the encroachments of the enemies of the church. He was to die, but before that, he was to give his life for a very special cause. The Pope became seriously ill, And for some reason, I mean, popes come and popes go. So I don't see why, you know, at this point, I don't know the biography that well. But it was necessary for the pope to stay alive. And so St. Vincent Strambi made a secret offering to God. Eventually it was revealed that he would give his life for the life of the pope. So at that point, the pope got well, and St. Vincent died. And I believe it was in 1841 or something like that. So today we celebrate a feast that is not very well known. I will bless everybody after the Mass and benediction with the relic of St. Vincent, which is on the altar, along with St. Paul of the Cross, St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, my patron, St. Gemma Galgani, and then he, St. Vincent Strambi, great bishop of the Passionist Order, a great bishop of the Church. In the times of persecution, the Church has never known peace, and it will never know peace until it's all over. But we need to pray for perseverance, and to stay on the right path, and never to veer from the path, especially of fidelity to the successor of St. Peter, the Pope. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.